This coming Shabbos is Parshas Hazinu. The Gemara in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah has a special din. How to learn Agut Yor Amen. In the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara has a special halacha about how you have to learn Parshas Hazinu. Here it's on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. You can't miss it because the Tosis is in the wrong place, in the middle of the Gemara. It's a different Surah Adaf. So the Gemara says that when the Kohanim used to pour the wine, when they brought Karbanis Tzibur, so they used to pour, in Chosim in this game, they used to pour wine down the pipes in the Mizbeach, Nisach Hayayin, and while the Kohanim are pouring down the wine, the Levim are supposed to sing Shira. They used to play musical instruments and used to sing. So every day there was a Shir Shalyom, after the Tamash HaShachar, Tamash HaBein HaBayim, today is Tuesday, so they said the Shir Shalyom for Tuesday and Wednesday and so on. Thursday, because it's Rosh Hashanah, so it was a separate Shir Shalyom. And Rosh Chodesh, there was a separate Shir Shalyom. Every Yontif, Pesach, every day of Sukkot had a different Shir Shalyom. So the Gemara says, Mizmei Shir Shalyom HaShabbos was the Shir Shalyom that they recited after the Tamash HaShachar. When they poured the wine, the Nisach HaYayin after the Tamash HaShachar, they said, Mizmei Shir Shalyom HaShabbos. And when they did the Nisach HaYayin after the Korbanos HaMusafim, on Shabbos, Shnei Kvas Menashana Tamimim, what shir did they sing then? So the Gemara says, all the shir shayom, everything is from Tilim, except for the Musaf on Shabbos was Hazinu. So they would divide Hazinu into six sections, it's a poem. So that's six different sections. The Rashi Teva says, Haziv Loch, Hezan Yud Vav Lamit Chof. And one Shabbos they would recite the first section, next Shabbos they would recite the second section. After 6 weeks, they would go back again. The seventh week, to start Hazinu all over again. And the Gemara says, Kederch Shachalukim Kan, the same way they divide Hazinu in the Beis HaMikdosh, the Levim would sing one section every week. Kachalukim in Beis HaKnesses. When you learn Kriyas HaTorah in shuls all over the world, you should divide Hazinu exactly like that. In other words, you can't make any Haisophis. You're not supposed to make any Haisophis. If you read a poem and you pause in the wrong place, and you kill the whole poem. So Hazinu is a poem. It's not a poem, it doesn't rhyme, but it's in a certain sense, a shira, it's a poem that doesn't rhyme. And if you'll pause, if you make hafsok in the wrong place, so you kill the whole poem. So the Gemara says, that's the correct way to divide it, Haziv Loch. The different opinions, what Haziv Loch stands for, we're supposed to divide it. Rashi says that it's supposed to be divided six psukim, six, 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 then eight, eight. That's not the way it's printed in our Chumashim. the first ones who printed Chumashim were Sansino in Europe, and Sansino was Svardim. So they printed not like Rashi, they printed like the Svardish interpretation of what Haziv Loch stands for. And Ashkenazim should follow what Rashi says. The Mishnah Berurah says there are different opinions what it stands for, Haziv Loch, and he says, Nahara, Nahara Upashtei. That the river flows and it has different tributaries. So each community, Nara Nara Pashta, is an expression that each community should follow their minhag. Ashkenazim should follow Rashi, and the Sfaradim should follow the Rambam, should follow their opinion. In Shulchan Aruch, there are more rites of this insistence that you have to stop. Haziv Loch Hezayin Yud Vav, Schori Maisalim Yarkiveyu, is only on Shabbos when you're going to read the whole poem, you're going to read the whole Hazinu. But on Sheni VeChamishi, or on last Shabbos afternoon by Mincha, when you learn just a little bit, just three Aliyos, you're not going to learn the whole Hazinu. So there's no kpeda of stopping in the right place. Rav Soloveitchik said that where he came from, in Europe, they were makbid even on Sheni VeChamishi. So it takes much longer. You learn half a sedra. You learn half a sedra as you're makbid in the weekdays. And that's the Lubavitcher minig is like that. There are achrenim who disagree with the Ramah, and who feel that you should be makben on Haziv Loch even on Sheni VeChamishi, even though you're not learning the whole Parsha Hazinu. So Rav Soloveitchik explained why it could be that it's a din deraisa. It could be that it's a violation of a din deraisa if he stopped in the wrong place, even on Sheni VeChamishi. Why? So he said there are two gemaras in Brachas that seem to contradict each other. One gemara says, one is in Megillah, one is in Brachas. One Gemara says when you're laying in Kriyas HaTorah, you're not allowed to stop in the middle of a pasuk. Kol psuka deloy paskin moshe anan loy paskina. Let's say they'll give an aliyah, they give the first person aliyah, four and a half long psukim, give four and a half psukim. Stop in the middle. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to do that. Kol Psukah Deloy Paske Moshe Anan Loy Paske. You're not allowed to stop in the middle of a pasuk. Then that's a Gemara Megillah. Then there's a Gemara Brachas that says Kol Parsha Deloy Paske Moshe Anan Loy Paske. The Gemara says you have to lay in a whole parsha from a psucha to a stuma, stuma to a stuma, a whole paragraph. You can't stop in the middle. So the Mogar Avraham asked, that's a major contradiction. Is it called psucha de la paske moshe? Or is it called parsha de la paske moshe? Which is it? So the Mogar Avraham gives a teretz, and the Shakzai gives a teretz, they give different teretz. So Rav Soloveitchik gave a suggestion. He thought that the klal is, it's all the same thing. Called parsha, called psucha de la paske moshe. The klal is, you have to lay in kichsovoy. You have to lay in Kriyas HaTorah properly. You're not supposed to mispronounce the words, and you're supposed to read Psukim as Psukim and Parshios as Parshios. So usually in Kriyas HaTorah, the Gemara Megillah is talking about the Takanas Kriyas HaTorah on Sheni V'Chamishi. So on Sheni V'Chamishi, the din is that every Aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 Psukim. On Sheni V'Chamishi, you give 3 Aliyahs, so it should require a minimum of 9 Psukim. The Kohen gets 3, Levi gets 3, and Yisrael gets 3. So there's another din, you have to have a minimum of 10 psukim for Kriyas HaTorah. So somebody has to get 4 psukim. So the unit that you're working with, the Takanas Chachamim of Kriyas HaTorah, requires each aliyah should have a minimum of 3 psukim, and the sum total of the whole aliyah, the whole Kriya, should be a minimum of 10 psukim. So since the unit in halacha that you're working with is the unit of psukim, so there the halacha says, called psukha de la paske moshe. If you're going to stop in the middle of a pasuk, that's called Kriya Shaloi Kichsovai, because you're reading Psukim Mataras Psukim. The Gemara in Brachas that has called Parsha Deloi Paske Moshe Anan Loi Paskinon, you're not allowed to pause in the middle of the Parsha, that's not talking about Kriya Sater. That's talking about Kriya Shema. So we know for Kriya Shema, we recite Shema V'Hayoyim Shamaya. Why do we recite Shema V'Hayoyim Shema? Because it says, V'Dibarta Bam Shach B'Chav Kamecha. You should say this Parsha when you wake up in the morning, Zman Kriya Shema Shal Shachris, Zman Kriya Shema Shal Arvis. And the second parsha also says b'shach b'chav kumecha. So the halacha requires you should learn 2 parshas. Then the Torah Shebaal Peh has a drasha. It says in Chumash Dvarim, parshas Re'ei, we should observe Korban Pesach, we should have matzah mor, we should celebrate Pesach. And it says in the Antiska, says chamir tzayim kol yimechayecha. So the pasuk pshat and the pasuk is our celebration of Pesach is the reason for that is we should remember the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We forget all the nisim and the flaws. There were so many nisim this summer in the middle of the Muhammad. There were so many nisim. Every Muhammad in Eretz Yisrael, there are nisim and nisim, and we forget everything. So we're going to forget, and we forget the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Rebbeinu Shlom told us, "Mantiskas emtzeis kol yimecha." We should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Pasha Pshat is that Lamantiskar is the reason why you have to eat Pesach Matzah Mor. So the Torah Shebaal Peh gives an additional level of interpretation. Laman Pshuto Shel Mikra is Emes. The reason for Pesach Matzah Mantiska we should remember for the rest of our lives. Torah Shebaal Peh has another level of an additional level of interpretation. Laman Tizikor, the verb Zayin Chof Reish, sometimes means to remember and sometimes means to mention. Lahazikir, to speak about. So the Torah Shebaal Peh has the additional level of interpretation. Laman Taskir Kol Yimechayecha. We should mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. We should mention every day. Kol Yemei Chayecha. What is Kol? So Yemei Chayecha Hayamim. Kol Yemei Chayecha Halilo. So we should mention Yetzias Mitzrayim by Yom Balayla. Where, when, how? What should you do? So when you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, we believe in the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So the opening pasuk in the Aseres Adibros reads Anochi Hashem Elokecha Shehotzeisicha MiEretz Mitzrayim. Why does the Rebbeinu Shel Olam describe himself? I am the God who took you out of Egypt. He says, I am the God who created the world. I'm the Balabosa over everything. So the Ibn Ezra says, no, he wants to say, I just took you out of Mitzrayim. You experienced it. You weren't there when I created the world. You experienced it. Yes, Mitzrayim. You know that that's true. So don't forget, you witnessed it yourself. So the Torah says we should say Shema V'Hayom Shemaya every day. And we should say the third parsha, add on another parsha. Shema is one parsha, V'Hayom Shema is not a parsha. You don't just say that pasuk, V'Dibarta Bam Shach V'Chav Kamecha. You don't just say that one pasuk. V'Dibarta Bam means you should recite this parsha. And then the second parsha says, L'Martimos Hans Menechem V'Dabba Bam Shach V'Chav Kamecha. You should say the whole parsha. So then when the Torah says, L'Man Tisko Tzim 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 Yecho, you should mention Yetzias Mitzrayim for the rest of your life, every single day and every single night. It means you should add a third parsha to the two parshias of Shema. So it should be, we're saying Shema Yisrael Shem Echad, because we know, because we have a historical tradition from the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Our ancestors were present at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Millions of Jews were present. We have a historical tradition that there was a Yitzias Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself on the, there was Gilu Shechina on the occasion of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Chachamim understood from the Pasuk that the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim has to be in conjunction with Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, with the two parshas. So that's why the Gemara says, why did they pick Vayomer? The theme of Vayomer, the third parsha in Shema, is all about tzitzit. The last Pasuk speaks about the Yitzias Mitzrayim. They could have picked a more flowery Pasuk, Kel Motziyam Mitzrayim Kesof Hosreim Loi, from the Nevuas Bilam. They could have picked many other Pesukim. The Gemara says, no, there are very beautiful Pesukim there, but if you're going to pick the Pasuk, then you got to say the whole Parsha, because called Parsha Dolei Paskin Moshe, non Loi Paskin. How did it all of a sudden become called Parsha Dolei Paskin Moshe? So Rabbi Soloveitchik explained, because you're talking about Kriya Shema over there, you're not talking about Kriya Satur. Kriya Satur, the Takonic, is working with the building blocks of Pesukim. Every Aliyah has to have a minimum of three Pesukim, and the whole Kriya Satur has to have a minimum of 10 Pesukim. So somebody has to have four. So if you're working with Pesukim, but Kriya, but Torah is Pesukim, so the Kriya Kichsavi requires Pesukim, called Pesukim Dole Paskim Moshe. But when you're saying Kriya Shema, you got to say the first Parsha and the second Parsha, and Yitzias Mitzrayim is added on to those two Parshas. It has to be a whole Parsha. You're going to say half a Parsha, that's called Shalai Kichsavi over there. So Rav Soloveitchik thought, that's the pshat over here. If you're reading a poem, a shira, so you have to read the poem, the Torah's poem. If you're going to pause in the wrong place, you kill the poem. In English literature also, remember, when I took a course in college in English literature, there were complicated poems. So a lot of times we didn't understand pshat in the poem until the professor read it. He just paused, Professor Fleischer. When he paused in the right place, oh, that's the pshat. You have to know where you pause. If you break up the poem in the right way, so then you'll understand pshat. So that's what the Gemara says, Haziv Lach, these are the stanzas in the Shira, in the poem of Hazino. And if you're going to stop in the wrong place, that says Kriya Shaloi Kichsavoi. Psukim have to be read B'Torah's Psukim, Bishlei Musam. Parshias have to be read B'Torah's Parsha, Bishlei Musam, called Parsha Le Paske Moshe. And a Shira, and a poem, has to be read as a poem requires that it should be read. If you're going to pause in the wrong place, toignisht. Remember, I once davened in a shul, it wasn't in the yeshiva, in a shul in Washington Heights, in the Aguda. So they found a mistake in the Sefer Torah Shabbos Hazinu. So they ended the aliyah in the middle of Haziv Loch. They ended the aliyah and they took out a kosher Sefer Torah. So the rabbi in the shul right away thought, oh, the Mishnah Berurah has a chumrah that when you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah, really you should lean over the whole Kriya Satorah. You should lean everything over, because the Rambam writes in the Mishnah Torah, you can't be Yotze Kriya Satorah from a Apostle of Sefer Torah. So we don't do that. How come we just take out a new Sefer Torah? We read from here on. So the Beis Yosef quotes from his Rebbe, from whose Rebbe, I forgot already. Mari Beirav, I think. Quotes Mari Beirav. That the Rambam in the Tshuva writes that you can learn Kriya Satorah from Baal Peh. You can be Yotze Kriya Satorah from Apostle of Sefer Torah. And the Rambam in the Tshuva writes this is the common practice all over in Spain. So the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah in the Sefer Pesach writes not so. So the Rashba in the Tshuva points this out. There's a contradiction between what the Rambam wrote in the Tshuva, what he writes in the Mishnah Torah. So the Rashba writes, apparently the Rambam changed his mind. The Tshuva was written earlier and the Mishnah Torah was written later. But since the Rambam in the Tshuva did, the Rambam before he backed out was also the Rambam. He was also the Rambam. He was also a major Rishon. My father told me that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, when he used to give shir in the yeshiva, would always explain Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. What does Rashi hold? What does Tosfos hold? What does the Rambam hold? What does the Rabbi hold? And then when you have a contradiction, the Rambam and the Rambam, he said you have to understand the original sheet of the Rambam also. The Rambam before he backed out was also the Rambam. It's also an on Godelmir. So the Rambam in the Tshuva writes he can learn Kriya Sator from Apostle of Sefer Torah. So the Mari Beirav, the Rebbe of the Beis Yosef writes that since the Rambam in the Tshuva holds he can even learn Lachat Chila from Apostle of Sefer Torah. True, we don't pass on like that. But if you already learn half the Sedra and then you take out a new Sefer Torah, so but yeah, but you can rely on the Tshuva Sarambam that you were Yotzi the first half of the Sedra with leaning from the pasul of Sefer Torah. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Achrayim, but if from this, when you take out the new Sefer Torah, if you can make Hoysofis and squeeze in seven aliyahs from here to the end, so that's a good idea. So the Rav in the Shul remembered the Mishnah Berurah, so he had them squeeze in seven aliyahs from that point to the end, which you're not allowed to do because it was Hazinu. You're not supposed to make Hoysofis Hazinu. So then everybody came back, we went home, everybody came back from Mincha. So before we started to daven Mincha, the Rav said, I made a mistake this morning. The Mishnah Berurah's Chumra doesn't apply to Hazinu. It applies to every other Seder except Hazinu. Hazinu is a Din and Nigmar. You're not allowed to make any Hosafis. You have to stop at these places. Hazidloch, you have to stop like this. I remember once I was in London. So Bimikra, I was staying by relatives there for Sukkot. So Bimikra, I davened in a shul. So there was a bar mitzvah on Shabbos Hazinu. Hazinu, I think, was in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Is that possible? Yeah, Hazinu, yeah. So it was in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Yom Kippur was up on a Wednesday or something. So Hazinu was in between. And Sukkot was there. Erev Sukkot was Sunday, I remember. They advertised in the newspapers, the merchants who sold the Dalminim advertised, Ulakachtam Lachem Bayoim Arishan. Everybody should buy on Sunday Dalminim. So the Yeshiva Bacham said, api kursis, you're not allowed to use a pasuk as a melitza. Lekach lechem da'achreinim said, you're allowed to use a pasuk as a melitza. And he said, they have chuvas about that. So I remember Sunday was Erev Sukkot. So I remember there was a bar mitzvah on Shabbos Hazinu, in one of the shuls from the United Synagogue, and the bar mitzvah bacha was a kohen, and the father was a kohen, and the grandfather was a kohen. They wanted three aliyahs. Well, I don't think any of them were Shem Shabbos, but they wanted three aliyahs for the kohanim. So they made a couple of hisofas there in the middle of Hazinu. And one of the dayanim was there in the shul. He forgot all about the Haziv Lachos. I forgot. It's an often a dinner gemara. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. After Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, they have one siman in Shulchan Aruch about all these odds and ends, details about Kriya Zatar. So this is one of them, that you have to lay in Hazinu, you have to stop in the right place.
If there's a mistake in a parsha, you go back to the beginning of that parsha. Take a new Sefer Torah, you go back to the beginning of that parsha, that's going to be a stop.
If there's a mistake, you should. So usually, there are different opinions. What do? If you find a mistake, so usually the common practice is you stop the aliyah as soon as you can. So if you only lay in one pasuk, so you lay in another, and there's a mistake in that pasuk, so you lay in another two psukim and you stop there, unless it's within three psukim of a psukha or a stuma. So you lay until you finish. If it's hazina, you got to lay till the end of that stanza, till the end of that paragraph, in order not to be mafsik in the middle of hazidlo. Yeah. That's the din in the Gemara. You have to lay in Hazivloch. This year, Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday and Friday, so you have to make an Erev Tavshilin. The Mishnah Berurah points out that usually people traditionally, Erev Tavshilin, they take an old matzah from box of matzahs that was baked before Pesach, whatever, months ago, and take a hard-boiled egg and you put it away. So the Mishnah Berurah says that that's not really right. Lachatchila, you should, but the Eved, if you did that, is good. But Lachatchila, more correct is, so you should use something that was cooked or baked specifically for Shabbos. But the Eved, if you have, you just took a pas and a tapshot, but the Eved, it would be good. But he says, L'chatchila, should really use something that was baked specifically for Shabbos. The din is usually, in Chutz L'Oretz, when you have 2 days Yontif, so you're supposed to make the Erev Tavshilin on an Erev Yontif. If you got to make the Erev, if one forgot, when you make an Erev Tavshilin on an Erev Yontif, you say a bracha. But what if a person forgot to make the Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yontif? So it says in the Gemara, you can make the Erev Tavshilin on the first day Yontif, ala Tanai, Misafik. Because Yontif Shenish Agolias is Mimonim Shach. Either today is Yontif and tomorrow is Chol, or today is Chol and tomorrow is Yontif. So you make the Erev Tavshilin, Bali Brocha. If you make the Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, Yontif is Thursday, Friday, you do say a Brocha. But if you make the Eftav Shilin on Thursday, it's Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, not Rosh Hashanah. And the other Yontif, so then you make Alat Tanai, so you say, if today is Chol, and tomorrow is Yontif, Friday is Yontif, so today's Erev Yontif, so I'm making Eftav Shilin on Erev Yontif. But if today is Yontif, then I can't make an Eftav Shilin, then I don't need an Eftav Shilin, so tomorrow is Chol, so I'm allowed to cook on Friday for Yontif. So since the Eftav Shilin that's made on the first day, if you forgot to make an Erev Yontif, make the Erev Tavshilin on the first day Yontif, Alat Tanai, so then you can't say a bracha. So the Gemara says that this kunst, this dreidel, that if you forgot to make the Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yontif, you can make it on Yontif, Allah tonight, doesn't work on the 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Because 2 days Rosh Hashanah is not Miman of Shach, either today or tomorrow. 2 days Rosh Hashanah is what we call Yom HaRichta. Rashi calls it Yom HaRichta. The Gemara calls it a different Roshan. Kedusha Achas. It's one Kedusha Achas for 48 hours solid. It's not that it's a Sofik either today or tomorrow. The first day is Yontif Deraisa. The second day is Yontif Derabban. That's why usually you have a few kulas on the second day Yontif. There is a chumra mid the Rabbanah that there are 24 prokim on Masechet Shabbos. In Zman HaTanach, when a kala would get married, traditionally the kala would wear 24 takshitim. I don't know exactly where's the room to put 24 takshitim, but that says in Yecheskel, a kala would traditionally wear 24 takshitim. Rings and nose rings and earrings and necklaces and all kinds of things. So Shabbos is like a kala, boy chala, boy chala. For Rabbi Yehudah make 24 prokim. These are the 24. That's what the Mefarshim say on Mishnah. So he could have made 30 prokim, like Maseches Kalim, like Nezikin is 30 prokim. Baba Kamba, Baba Mitzia, Baba Asa is 30 prokim. So he could have made Shabbos also 30 prokim. He made 24 because Shabbos is like a kala. So you give 24 tachshitim to the kala. So there's one whole perek Shmeino Shvatzim. And Masechet Shabbos is dedicated, 95% of the parak is dedicated to the laws of refuah on Shabbos. There's a gzerim in the Rabbanon that a bari with a mechesh bialma, if there's a healthy person who has a slight ache and pain, is not allowed to take any refuah, even though there's no malach involved in the refuah. You're not allowed to take a pill. Unless you're a chodesh shem b'sakana, unless a person has a condition that prevents him from functioning normally, that's called a chodesh shem b'sakana. So then there's no isa refuah. Then it's machloikis, and we... Machlekes Rishayim and Achrayim, and we pass on Shulchan Aruch LaHakel. That's Achrayim Shem V'Sakana. There's no Yisur Refuah. So this din of Refuah, the Yisur Refuah, the Gemara says in the end of Beitza, they were never goes at the Yisur Refuah on the second day Yontif. On the second day Yontif, even a bari with a mechesh bi'alma is permitted to take whatever medication he wants to. So the Gemara says that's only on every other Yontif Sheni Shel Golis. But the second day Rosh Hashanah is a Kedusha Achas Yom HaRichta. So all the chumras of the first day apply to the second day. So you're not mekel. We would not be mekel that on the second day of Rosh Hashanah you can take whatever pills you want. But the Gemara says even though we're not mekel, even though the second day of Rosh Hashanah is a kedusha achas, but the first day Yom HaRichta, but if chalila there's a funeral, so on Shabbos, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you don't even bury people like they nochrin. You don't even have a goy. Do the kfur. Why not? There are the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the opinion of the Baal Ritter, one of the Baal Yataisis, that Amir with a Nachri is Mutta b'maka mitzvah, any mitzvah. We don't paskin like that. We paskin Amir with a Nachri is only Mutta b'maka mitzvah if it's a Shvuz, the Shvuz. If you ask a Nachri to do a Malacha is only the Rabbanon. If you ask him to do a Malacha the Rabbanon, that's a double the Rabbanon. That's a trade the Rabbanon. So Shvuz, the Shvuz b'maka mitzvah is Mutta. But in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Baal Ritter of the opinion that Amir al Nachri is mutter even on a Malacha deraisa b'makam mitzvah. So the Ramban asks, so why does the Gemara say you don't bury any mason on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur? Have the Nachri bury the mason. Amir al Nachri b'makam mitzvah. So the Ramban answers, and the Tosfos answers like this in Baba Kama. Tosfos in Baba Kama, no one remembers it. So the Ramban is where it belongs, the Masechet Shabbos of that people. Mishneh Berurah quotes the Ramban. So they say it's a bizayon ames that people will be talking about it for years and years and years. Oh yeah, his levaya was on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur. They had to go and do the malacha. So that's a bizayon ames people should be talking about. So, but if to have a levaya on the first day Yontif is mutay de amim, ay de nochem, and on the second day Yontif, because Yontif Sheni Shel Gog is only the Rabbanon, so it's even mutar al de Yisrael. So the Gemara says, even though the second day Rosh Hashanah we say kedusha achas has all the chumras of the first day, that you're not lenient on the refuah, the dinim of refuah apply to the second day Rosh Hashanah like the first day Rosh Hashanah. It's not the same as any other Yontif Sheni Shel Golias. But Lagabi Meis, the Gemara says, Kechol Shavio Rabban. Yontif Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah Lagabi Meis, Kechol Shavio Rabbanon. The Jews can bury. The Jews can bury the Meis on the second day Rosh Hashanah. In Shulchan Aruch, there's one of the boys from the kollel just lost a baby today. His baby died today. So he wants to bury the baby in Eretz Yisrael. They had other young members of the family died, not buried in Eretz Yisrael. He wants to bury the baby in Eretz Yisrael. So it wasn't Bechdei Shiasu to go on a 7 o'clock flight. So they're gonna have to wait till after Shabbos. They're gonna have to put the baby in a freezer and go to Eretz Yisrael on the Tzai Shabbos. So they're working out all the details. So there's a din of aninah. So it's gonna be anoinen. It's gonna be anoinen. On Yontif and on Shabbos, one doesn't observe aninas, but he plans to go to the funeral. He's going to go to Eretz Yisrael with the mace. So the aninas is going to pick up after Shabbos. The aninas is going to pick up again. He's going to go to the Levaya. So the so the shaila was whether one observes aninas on Yontif Sheni. So on Shulchan Aruch it says on Yontif Rishon, does one observe on Shabbos? There's no aninas at all. On Yontif, does one observe aninas? So it says if you plan to bury the mace ayidei amimim, ayidei nochrim, so then you're going to bury the mace today. So then there's a din of aninas. The oinen is going to be busy arranging for the funeral. If you don't plan to bury the mace on Yontif, so then there's no aninas on Yontif. What about Yontif Sheni? So the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that a Yontif Sheni shel Golias, since theoretically, Kechol Shavu Rabbanon, even Jews are allowed to do the Kvura on Yontif Sheni. So even if you don't plan to do the Kvura here, he's going to wait till after Shabbos and take his the baby Teretz Yisrael to be buried. He doesn't plan to do the Kvura on the second day Yontif. But the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that since theoretically Kvura is HaMeis Mutar De Yisrael on Yontif Sheni, the Smamish like Chol, so one observes on Ninas on Yontif Sheni, even if he doesn't plan to do the Kfura on Yontif Sheni. That's the simple reading in the Shulchan Aruch. The minhag today is not so. Nobody observes aninas on Yontif Sheni Shel Golias. Probably because we really follow Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein writes in his Tshuvas that the whole din in the Gemara that you bury the Mesim on the first day Yontif Ayidei Nochrim, you allow Amir and Nochrim, and Yontif Sheni we can even bury Ayidei Yisrael. The whole din doesn't apply to Bizman Hazeh. The reason why the Chachamim allowed it, the reason why they were Mekel, is not in order to fulfill the mitzvah Kovetik Brenem Ayamahu. The other mitzvahs, and we don't allow Amir al-Nachri for other mitzvahs. See, the reason why is because of Bizoin Ames, because the body is going to decompose and going to smelt. So he said, but if you have freezers, so there's no Bizoin Ames. So put the mace in the freezer, and you don't have any heter. So then people were upset that, what do you mean? He did away with the din in the Gemara. Ramosha did away with din, Shulchan did away with a lot of din in the Shulchan. He explained, you live in different times. The law, the Torah doesn't change just because you live in different times. But the halachas have details. So based on the details, if a detail is missing, so the din changes by itself. You apply different sif. There's not only one sif, there are a lot of sif. So Ramosha was of the opinion that these leniencies, the kula to bury Ayidei Nochrim on the first day Yontif, to bury Ayidei Yisrael second day Yontif, doesn't apply to Bizman Hazeh. So then he knew that people were going to be upset. What did he do? He threw out a din from the Shulchan Aruch. So then he adds on another two paragraphs in the end. And I'm not saying against the Shulchan Aruch, but the bottom line is, he's saying that din of Shulchan Aruch doesn't apply to Bizman Hazeh. I live in Washington Heights, so there they have Levayas on the first day Yontif and the second day, they don't follow Rav Moshe. They only follow Rav Moshe on one thing. That Rav Moshe held against everybody else, the Manhattaners, Rishas Ram, the Raisa, you can't make an error. That's the only thing they rely on Rav Moshe. They don't. They have a bug. They don't allow any Eruvin anywhere. They don't believe in any Eruvin. Okay. When Abshalom Breuer, when Rabbeinu Hirsch passed away, so his son-in-law Abshalom Breuer came from Hungary to take over the Rabbonis in Frankfurt. So the rabbi, the Orthodox rabbi in the other Gemeinde, in the other Kehillah, just completed an Eruv in Frankfurt. So Shlomo Breuer came, first thing he said was, the Erev is no good. So he asked him, why not? So he said, he's going to give shiurim in the yeshiva, he's going to explain why the Erev is no good. So one of the people who learned in yeshiva was Mr. Grunenbaum. He used to have Grunenbaum's bakery, Willie Grunenbaum. So he said, he remembers as a high school student, instead of learning Gittin and Baba Kama and Ksubis, they were learning Erevin. Remembers the pictures and the Tosfos, the diagrams, and he says he didn't really understand what was going on. And after 3 years of learning Erevin, he says we still didn't know what was wrong with the Erevin. They have a tradition. They don't believe in Erevin. So that's the only thing they follow Rav Moshe. Everything else they follow their other pasuk. So Rav Moshe has this. He thinks that you're not allowed to have Amir Lenochri is not mutar on Yontav Rishon for Kfuras Hameis, and on Yontav Sheni we wouldn't permit it. Because Bizman is that there's no Bizayin HaMesi. The Mesi is not going to decompose. You put him in a freezer and shut. So that's probably why today nobody follows what it says in the Shulchan Aruch about this. Then a Yantiv Sheni Shol Golis, one observes Aninus even if you don't plan to bury the Mesi. Because Yantiv Sheni Legabi Mesi, Kochol Shavir Abban, Mamsh Lakochol. Nobody does that. They only, those who are going to have a funeral on Yantiv Sheni, those who don't follow Ramosh, those are going to have a funeral. So then they observe Aninus on Yantiv Sheni. But if you're not going to have a funeral, nobody has a funeral on Yantiv Sheni now. So you don't observe Aninus on the second day Yantiv. So the reason why is because Rav Moshe is right, you're not allowed to have a funeral today. So you can't have a funeral today. So there's no hetter. So there's no Aninus. Yeah. But there's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. It's Chachmei Ashkenaz against Chachmei Sfarad. Aninus is up until the Kfura. And then Avelus begins after the Kfura. So when a person is in a state of Aninus, he's not allowed to have Basar V'Yayin. An Ovel is allowed to have Basar V'Yayin. In the middle of Shiva, Adarab. Some Rishonim hold, you're only Yotzeh Sudas Avroa if you give Basar V'Yayin. The first 2 days after the Kfura should be a Suda Hashuva. So Yayin state in the Gemara. The Gemara says, L'Nivra Yayin Ela L'Nachem Bayis Avelu. So a lot of Rishonim say that the Suda Savra, make sure you give Yayin. Another Rishonim says should be a Suda Hashuva, you should give Basar V'Yayin. So there's nothing wrong. A novel is permitted to have Basar V'Yayin. In the 9 days we don't have Basar V'Yayin has nothing to do with Avelus. The Gemara, the reason why we have a minig not to have Basar V'Yayin in the 9 days is because in the Beis HaMikdash there used to be makor karbonis. They used to burn flesh on the Mizbech, and they used to pour wine down the pipes, down the shisan on the Mizbech. So the Bnei Yisrael, after the Churban Bayis Sheni, they felt, what right do we have to eat basar and to drink yayin if we're not able to offer to the Baruch Shalom basar v'yayin? So they wanted to introduce a din, no one should eat basar v'yayin. So the Rabbanim said, it's not a smart idea, because then you can't drink water, because they used to do nisach hamayim on the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkos. Then you can't eat bread, or cake or cookies, because they used to bring menachas, was from wheat, so you can't eat anything. The only fruits and vegetables, you can't eat any bread, and you can't. So life would be impossible. So they say it's a gzera shen rei batzi b'chadam lamed bar, so you don't introduce such a gzera derabon. So the Rishonim say, but to have a minik, to abstain for basar v'yayin for 9 days in the year, nish gefelach, that we can survive. The world won't come to an end. So there's a minig, you don't have basar v'yayin. But the basar v'yayin is like zecha l'churban beis hamikdash. It has nothing to do after avelus. And an avel is permitted to have basar v'yayin, just in aninus. You're not allowed to have basar v'yayin. So aninus is, a lot is different than aninus. Aninus is different from avelus. So there's a big machlokes tesis in the Rambam. When one is in a state of aninus, does he have to observe all the laws of Shiva? Or no, maybe the Shiva, maybe Avelus only begins after the Kvur. Let's say it's a Yosef B'Talmud Torah. It's Yosef B'Talmud Torah. The Oynid is not allowed to do any mitzvahs. Okay, not allowed to do any mitzvahs. So let's say on Shabbos, one doesn't observe Aninus, but if he's Yosef B'Talmud Torah, then Dvarim Shebitzin Anoik. So you shouldn't, in the middle of Shiva on Shabbos, the Ovel is not allowed to learn at home. That's Dvarim Shebitzin Anoik. He's only allowed to learn Hilchas Avelus, he's allowed to learn. So this young man from the Kailo, whose baby just died today, so he's going to be in Aninus till after Shabbos. Then they're going to Eretz Yisrael to bury the baby. So he's taki, and he's an Ashkenazi, he's not a Sephardi. So we follow the Bali Atesu, that we observe all of dinim of Avelus during Aninus also. The only exception to the rule is an Ovel is not allowed to wear shoes. So the Einan is allowed to wear shoes because he has to be metapel in the Kfuras Ameh. So if he's not going to wear shoes, going to make it very difficult. Today people have sneakers, so you can observe the din of Nilas HaSandal not to wear shoes, even during Aninus also. So he was in the hospital today, he was wearing his leather shoes. But so as soon as he gets home, he's going to take off the leather shoes and put on sneakers. Because the whole reason what the Rishonim give, why the Oinen doesn't have to observe Nilas HaSandal is because he has to be metapel in the Gvura. But Yossi can be metapel very well by wearing sneakers. He's not going to go barefoot. And the other din, one of the dinim of Avelus Shiva is Ovel Osa Lotzes Mipesach Besai. He's not allowed to leave his house. So in the state of Aninus, he has to leave the house. He has to be metapel in the Gvura. He has to make the arrangements with the Gvura and so on. So that din is suspended. The din Ovel Lotzes Pesach Besai, even though the Ovel observes all the laws of Avelus during Aninus, according to the Bali Atesu, according to the Ramah. But these two dinim, he doesn't observe. Nilas HaSandal, he doesn't observe. And also Lotzas Pesach Beis, he doesn't observe. But also the Talmud Torah would be, says Taka, even on Shabbos and even on Yontov, Dvarim Shebitzin on Nike. So even when he's home, he's not allowed to learn Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. He has to learn Hilchas Adelos.
Because the Beis Medrash among people, he would be allowed to learn
it. Yeah. But on Rosh Hashanah, what's he going to learn? Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you said he's not an only non yom tov. You shouldn't have Shani because you don't hold like Rav Moshe. It's not kachol shavi rabbanan, so you can't be metabolus on anything anyway. Right, but we hold that all the dinim of Avelus apply. Avelus is observed. The Ramah, the Chachmis Vard, hold Avelus only begins after the Kvura. And Taisus holds no, Avelus begins after the Misa.
But we allow lotzis mepesel beis, we allow nilas hasandal, because otherwise he won't be able to be metapel in the Kvar. So the laws of avelus begin. The laws of avelus, dvarim shebitzin anoig on Shabbos, and Tosfos holds dvarim shebitzin anoig on Yom Tov also. Tosfos holds that dvarim shebitzin, there are more paskins like that. Dvarim shebitzin anoig on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Let's say someone dies on Yom Tov, and you're not going to bury him till Chol HaMoed. So the Ramah says that avelus is noig bitzin. Not before Esyas, so he's not allowed to learn. Even at home, he's not allowed to learn cheerful things. He has to learn Hilchos Avelos.
He would be allowed to have basa.
Yeah, that is allowed to have. That's not the Hilchos Avelos. That's Aninus. Aninus is not knowing on Yom Tov Rishon on Shabbos, and by us and Yom Tov Sheni also not knowing because we don't allow Kvuras Ameik. So it's not.
So this kol would be eating meat, but he won't be learning Torah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Avelos could begin before.
No, here the Aninus began right away. So Taisus' opinion, the Ramah, the Sfardim followed the Rambam, the Avelus does begin until after the Kvura. And Ashkenazim followed Taisus, the Avelus begins after the Misa. So he has to observe all the laws of Avelus that is possible to, except for Nilas HaSandal, he can't tell him not to wear shoes, he has to go to the funeral. And by Yossi can, you wear sneakers. And lots of Pesach Beis, he has to go be Pesach Beis to go to Eretz Yisrael, to go to the Kvura.
Those people bury people in Eretz Yisrael, so they should wear sneakers.
They should really wear sneakers, yeah. Or when you go to a funeral. When you go to a funeral, so the Avelim should really wear sneakers. Wherever the Kvura is going to be, the Kvura is going to be here. They don't have to wear shoes. There's no hetter to wear shoes. We paskan like Ashkenazi, you know, we. Ashkenazim followed the Ramah, Sfardim followed the Mechaber, so the Avelus doesn't begin until after the Kvur. But Ashkenazim followed the Ramah, followed Tosfos, so all the laws of Avelus begin right away, except you have the heter to wear shoes, otherwise you won't be able to go to the Kvur. But yes, you can go, wear sneakers.
Yeah, if you follow the Ramah in that case. I think they change the shoes
after the Kvur. Right. Yes, and that's not right. They should really wear the sneakers before. Yeah, as soon as they know that the person died, they should take off their shoes and wear sneakers.
Isn't there an Indian, like, we're not Menachem Avelim until after the Kvura, we're not acknowledge in all these things. That's what I'm thinking in the previous Indian also. It's not just Bizayin Ameis. That's certainly the main thing. It's also the Neshama is here at some level until after the Kvura, on a mystical level, and Avela stage, so to speak. I always heard that it doesn't really begin for a variety of reasons until after Kabura. That's when there's a certain finality after which Avela's until then it's more of a shock state.
That's what the Rambam holds, but the Ramah paskins like Tesis, that the Avela's begins.
We're not
Menachem. No, he can't be Menachem. Meshoshim Mesa Mutal Afana. He can't be Menachem. I was in the hospital today. The dead baby was there.
Somebody sees this guy the next 2 days over Rosh Hashanah. It's not supposed to say Malkim
Menachem. Should not say. Should not say because the Mesa Muta Lefana. Yeah. It's not shock to be. That's called Lefana. Calls man that they didn't do the Kvura yet. That's called Mesa Muta Lefana. Muta all over the cover. It's Mesa Muta Lefana. Yeah.
This case that you have now, yes, like what you said. Even though Anidas, there is still Avelus. But Rosh Hashanah is considered a Yontif. So there should be no Avelus because of Yontif. I think the Rav said something about that.
In the Mishnah, there's a machlokes hatanaim. If one began Shiva before Rosh Hashanah or before Yom Kippur, do Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur cancel Shiva? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we paskin, yes, it does cancel. But he didn't begin the Shiva yet. He's in a state of aninus. So the Rambam holds you're not even observed Dvarim Shebetzina on Yontif. But the Rambam doesn't paskin like the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like Tosfos, that Avelis begins right away after the Misa, and Dvarim Shebetzina on Noeg not only on Shabbos, even on Yontif, against the Rambam. The Rambam follows the Baalei HaTos. Doesn't Ashkenazim don't follow that Rambam.
Immediately, why isn't that counted as first day of Shiva?
Because the Shiva is a malois. There's a kiyama mitzvah. The oinan is not allowed to be mekayim any mitzvah. So he only observes the suri avelus, but he can't be mekayim kiyumi avelus. Let's say kviyas amita, he won't do. Kviyas amita, he won't do. Atifas arosh, he won't do. That's not an isa, that's a kiyama mitzvah. So the kiyumi avelus, he doesn't have. And the Shiva is only when you have the Kiyama Mitzvah, not when you just have the Yisur. Chacham Avadya has, when Rabbi Avadya Yosef passed away, so they asked me to deliver three different hespedim in three different places. And they put everything on the internet, so I couldn't say the same thing all three times. And I don't especially care for all of his tshuvas. So each time I had to prepare till I found the 20 tshuvas that I liked. A lot of his tshuvas are different style. So one of the many tshuvas that he has is the following. Let's say a person is davening on Rosh Hashanah. And he knows in shul they daven faster than him. And he's going to miss Kedusha. Let's say Mincha, Shachris, somebody piyutim is not going to miss Kedusha. Possible. But not probable. Let's say Mincha. If he's going to say the chen tein pachto, chen tein kovet, the chen tzaddikim, he's going to say zechrein alachaim, he's going to say chesed alachaim toivim, he's going to say all these piyutim that you add on, these are piyutim. This it's not part of the nusach hatfila. So he knows he's going to say lachaim v'tzol v'shani meira. So he's going to miss kedusha. So is it permissible to leave out all the piyutim in order to finish before the chazan starts chazoras hashatz, or before the chazan gets to kedusha? So I would say avada, yeah. Leave out the piyutim. Next year you'll say piyutim. You're davening yeshiva next year, where they daven slower. You're davening by the bottom, by the bottom, going to daven faster. So he has a whole tshuva where he gives three different reasons why you're not allowed to do that. I thought it was very difficult. I thought the zikher. You leave out of the chen ten pachta, the chen ten kovet, these are piyutim. You leave out the chen elachaim, you leave out the lachaim, the sod shani meiro. If by leaving it out, you think you'll gain kedusha, you think that you'll gain hearing the whole chazaras hashatz. On Musaf, the Mishnah says that you're supposed to hit Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachas. So the Gemara says you're supposed to have Tkiyas Shofar after Malchus, after Zechrinus, and after Shofar. Then the Gemara says this is only B'tzibur, not B'yochid. If a person is in the hospital or he's home, he can't go to shul, so he doesn't have a minion, so he doesn't have, even if he's a perfect Baltikeya, or he has someone else's Baltikeya, the Gemara says the din that you blow Shofar in the middle of the Shemana Esrei, is only b'tzibur, not b'yochid. When you have a tzibur, so then it's a question, is it only in chazaras hashatz, or is it even in tefillah b'lachash? So by the chasidim, and by many svardim, they'll blow tkiyah shofar, even in the tefillah b'lachash. And in Tosfos, there's a big Tosfos, lamed gimel, lamed beis, but Tosfos works out, how do you get the mea koilos? So Tosfos quotes from the Oruch. The Oruch was a contemporary of Rashi. Oruch lived in Rome. He was one of the Rishonim. So he had the practice that they blew shofar in the Shtilas Shmoneh Esrei also. That's betzibur. B'yochid you don't, but betzibur you do, both in tefillah b'lachash and in the chazaras hashatz. So the and the most places the practice is that you only blow in chazaras hashatz. So how am I yotze? So the chazan is yotze tkiyas al seder brach. How is the tzibur yotze tkiyas al seder brach? Because we're not saying the brachas. The answer is, we're listening to the Chazaras Hashatz, and he's davening the Chazaras Hashatz on behalf of all of us. So that's what the Chazan Ish starts off an essay, then he backs out a little bit, but Rav Soloveitchik like the Svara that he started off with, that he starts off with. The Tzibur is only Yotzei, Tkiyas al Seder HaBrachas, if they listen to the Chazaras Hashatz from the beginning to the end. So let's say I know I'm davening in a shul, and I usually daven slowly, and the chazan is going to start chazaras hashatz before I finish my shtilas shmoneh esrei. So I won't be yotzei tkiyas al seder habrachas. I won't be yotzei at all. So I would recommend you leave out the lekain d'tzah, you leave out zechein alechaim, you leave out whatever is a piyut. Chen tei pach d'chaz only a piyut. You can leave everything out. leave everything out, so you'll finish your Shtil Shmoneh Esrei before the Chazan starts the Chazaras HaShatz. If you're not going to listen to the whole Chazaras HaShatz from the beginning to the end, so you're not Yotze Tkiyas Al Seder HaBrachas. You weren't Yotze Tkiyas at the beginning. Tkiyas Al Seder HaBrachas. Same thing, the Levim have to wash the Kohanim's hands. So if they're going to walk out of Shul, Rabbi Soloveitchik never walked out to wash the Kohanim's hands. It says in the Magen Avraham, if the Levi is a bigger Talmud Chacham than the Kohen, which was always the case, yeah. Rabbi Soloveitchik was a Levi. And he didn't have such learned people there in his little minion in Boston. So it says in Magen Avraham that the Levi should not wash the Kohen's hands. So he never washed the hands. But the question is, someone has to wash the Kohen's hands. So in some shuls, in Broyers, they wash the Kohen's hands right next to the Chazan, all the way in front of the shul. So nobody misses anything. And the Chasam Sefer writes in one of his tshuvas, he remembers the sight that the Hafloa, Rav Pinchas Horovitz, was a Levi. He was the Rav in Frankfurt. And Rav Nasan Adler was a Kohen. And he says, what a beautiful sight to see the Rav, who was the Levi, washed the Kohen's hands, who was a big Talmid Chacham, Kavod HaTzibur in front of everybody, Kavod HaTor, what a beautiful sight. So in Broyers, there's no problem. The Kohen will be, everybody hears everything. They're washing their hands in the shul. They have a platform that moves with the water on it, and then they move it out. After they finish washing, then they move the whole basin out. But in a lot of shuls, there's no provision to wash the hands in the shul. You got to walk out of the shul. You got to walk out of the shul, so when are you going to walk out? So it's recommended the Kohanim and Levim should walk out when they're saying piyutim. The piyutim are not miyakim. If they're going to walk out when the Chazan is saying the psukim of Shofaris, when he's saying the psukim, when he's saying the nusach hatfilah, so they're not going to be yotzei tkiyas. I'll say to our brachas, not just enough to hear the tkiyas. You have to hear the whole chazaras hashatz from the beginning to the end. The piyutim are not miyake, but you have to hear the whole chazaras hashatz. Even the Chazon Ish backs out from that, but he says you got to hear the middle three brachas. Malchus and Shofaris, you have to hear from the beginning to the end. If you just come into the tkiyas at the end, so the Chazon is yotzei tkiyas. I'll say to our brachas. The tzibur is not yotzei. Tzibur has to be yotzei by listening at least to the whole Malchus and Shofaris, or the whole Chazaras HaShatz from the beginning to the end.
The time they walk out to wash the Kohen, and usually most kehillas don't say anything already. It's usually by the last
bracha. So that's not right. Yeah, that's not right. Yeah, there are no more piyutim. All the piyutim are way before. So that poses a major problem. That's not right.
But if they heard in the Shtil Shmoneh Esrei, so they still have to say their brachas in the Shatz?
At least if they heard in the Shtil Shmoneh Esrei, so they'll be out to Tkiyas, I'll say their brachas there. But in those shuls where they don't have in the Shtil Shmoneh Esrei, they only have a Chazaras HaShatz, a Mamish Garnish, he left with nothing. That's a Shaila. The Gemara says on Tezayin, that we blow lo metoikam emirim kishayim yoshvim, v'toikam emirim kishayim omdim. We blow Shofar, what we call Tkiyas de Meyushav, before a Musaf, then we blow Shofar in the Amidah. That's called Tkiyas the Miyuman, the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. So the Gemara says this is only a Takana de Rabbanan. Tezayin Amid Aleph, going over to Tezayin Amid Beis. This is a Takana de Rabbanan. Minator, you don't have to blow so much. What motivated the Chacham to make such a Takana? Zagnamar, Kedela Arbev HaSotan. How do we confuse the Sotan? By blowing Tkiyas the Miyuman, Tkiyas the Miyushav. So Rashi says, Pashat Pshat, the Satan is going to complain that we don't keep mitzvahs. So we're going to go above and beyond what we're mechuyev to do. We're going to blow twice as many Tkiyas as we're mechuyev to. So we demonstrate what a chavibus we have towards the mitzvahs. So the Satan sees that we love mitzvahs, so he can't be mekatrik against us. We did more than we're mechuyev, above and beyond the call of duty. So that's why we succeed in being Ma'arbev the Satan. It says in Shulchan Aruch, the meaning is you blow shofar for the whole Chodesh Elul except for tomorrow morning, Erev Rosh Hashanah. So they give two reasons. So the one reason is an agadic reason, Kedei La'arbev is HaSatan, to confuse. We don't know what that means. Here Rashi gives a pshat here. Ma'arbev is HaSatan, you demonstrate a Chaviv is HaMitzvah, you're blowing twice as much as you mechuyev to. So then the Satan can't have any tarumas that we're not doing mitzvah, we're doing more than we're mechuyev to. What do you mean, Erev Rosh Hashanah, you don't blow shofar, you're going to be ma'arbev with the Satan? So the Vilna Gaon in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch always gives you ma'ar mekaymus for every din. So on that din, when it says you shouldn't blow shofar in Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Vilna Gaon writes Psochem daf kuf amid aleph. That's the first daf in Arbe Psochem. Arbe Psochem starts on Tzadik Tes on the base, and the first amid aleph is daf kuf amid aleph. What does it say there, kuf amid aleph? It says the other reason It says if a person is in the middle of eating a meal on Friday afternoon and the kiddush olav hayom and shkia takes place, so you should be paris mapa mekadosh. Take a cloth and cover over all the food and then recite kiddush. Why do you have to be paris mapa mekadosh? So the Rashbam writes, kedei lahavdil ben achilu shevishus lachidu shal mitzvah. Eating bimosachol, eating a meal on Friday is nishke mitzvah. Eating on Shabbos is a mitzvah. So you paris mapa mekadosh to demonstrate ad kan is dvar hashus mekam bielach is a dvar mitzvah. So the Vilna Gaon likes the other reason. The other reason is we blow shayf from Chodesh Elul, that's only a minig. We blow shayf from Rosh Hashanah, that's a real din. So we want to make a hapsoka, so we don't blow on Erev Rosh Hashanah, not kedei la'arbe v'sasotin. That's not the real reason. He likes the other reason. Kedei la'havul ben tkir shal rishus, tkir shal mitzvah. That's an inyan that people should know. This is a minig, and this is a real din, and this is a din deraisa, and this is a din derabbanan. Remember, my father, Zechon Lebrach, I had a suggestion that they should print the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in different colors. If it's a real din deraisa, it should be black, and if it's a din derabbanan, it should be whatever, blue. And if it's a minig, it should be red, and if it's a Hungarian minig, it should be green. If it's only a minig that the Kitzur... Now they have books in English, okay, so they tell you, this is a din deraisa, this is a din derabbanan, this is a minig. You got to know what's what. You have to know the difference. Yeah. So not everyone agrees with Chacham Avadya's tshuva about. He insists you got to say Zachrein Elohim. You have to say everything, even if you're going to miss kedusha. I thought the pashtus is certainly not so. So this is a big shaila. When they made the takana, the din is he's supposed to have tkiyas al seder abrachas. So what are we blowing before Musaf for? What do we do that for? You blow before Musaf, so you're already Yotze. So you're not being Yotze Tkiyas al Seder Abrochas. So there is a Tosfos in Arve Psochim, where Tosfos sounds like they said, that sounds very much like that, and then it's in his commentary on the Shultas, quotes the Tosfos and he spells it out. He says it's understood that everyone, when they blow Tkiyas before Musaf, even though the Batkir says the Bruch, everyone has in mind not to be Yotze now. If you'll be Yotze now, you're going to ruin the whole din of Tkir Sal Seder Abrochas. You're supposed to be Yotze the Tkir in the middle of the Chazoras HaShatz, not before Musaf. So it's self-understood, everybody has in mind not to be Yotze. And then there's some Sephardim have a minig that they sit during Tkir the Meyushav. We usually say, why is it called Tkir the Meyushav? Because it's not in the Amidah. The Amidah is the Shmoneh Esrei. So this is not the tkiyas in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. If you want to, you can sit. So some Sfardim have the minik from the Tshuva Sagan have. They sit. So what is that all about? Why do they sit? So the Netziv explains in his commentary on the Shultas, he explains, they sit to demonstrate that they have in mind not to be Yotze, like Tosha says. Because the minik is that there are certain mitzvahs you have to fulfill ba'amida, in a standing position. Like a Sfira Soima, you have to stand. Machal Chermish Ba'koma, you have to stand. And Tkiyas Shofar also, whenever it says Lachem, so you have to stand. So you have to stand when you blow Shofar. So if you sit during the Tkiyas, the Meyushav, you demonstrate that you have in mind not to be Yotze. And the Goyinim say...
Pardon?
Yeah. Tosfos said the same by Matzah. You say, Al Achilas Matzah, and then you eat the Kazayas, and you have in mind not to be Yotze now, because the Ike Matzah is Dafi Koyman. That's what Tosfos says. Other Rishonim say no. You say Alachidas Matzah Yotze Matzah now. Afikayim Zechel Korban Pesach. It's not that that's the Ikar Matzah. So Tosfos puts the two together. When you say Alachidas Matzah at the beginning of the meal and you eat a kazayis, you have in mind not to be Yotze because the Ikar Matzah is really at the end of the meal. Moshal Amadav Adaima the Tkiyas. That you say the Bracha Lishmaya Kol Shofar and the Tkiyas before Musaf. When you have in mind not to be Yotze, you're only Yotze Ersh later. Because you don't want to kill the tkiyas al seder abrach. You want to be yotze in the midst of tkiyas after malchus zechayin shofas.
I don't think. To me, I think the popular thing is not to have that kavanah.
Yeah. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes a loshen about the shara's kiddush. He's supposed min haTorah you yotze kiddush b'tfilo, and mid the rabbanim you have to recite kiddush al hayayin. So everybody when they daven in shul, they have in mind not to be yotze in the tfilo, or they hear kiddush from the chazan in shul. Many shuls they say kiddush. So everybody has in mind not to be Yotze. So he says, Leid Bezna Masna, the people have in mind, whatever the Chachamim want us to do, that's what we want to do. So it's considered as if everybody had in Zin not to be Yotze with the Kiddush and Shul, because the Chachamim didn't say, make us happy and say Kiddush at Tzveitamol. They said, fulfill the Kiddush Deraisa al Hayayin. So they don't want you to be Yotze with the davening of Shmanes, and they don't want to be Yotze with the Kiddush and Shul. So the Balabatim, the people's mind is blank, but their mind wants whatever the Rabbanim want us to do, that's what we want to do. So the Rabbanim want you not to be Yotze and Shul. Rabbanim want you not to be Yotze with the Kiddush before Musaf. That's what Tosfos says. The Rif quotes from the Gaonim not so, that everybody's Yotze with the Kiddush before Musaf. Because the Minig Bishtei Yeshivas, in Babel, there were two big Yeshivas. Rabbi Shmuel learned by Rabbi Yehuda al-Nasi in Eretz Yisrael, and now they were hak aliyah, 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 not allowed to leave. They left Rabbi Yehuda al-Nasi. They felt an obligation to service the communities in Chutz Lord. They were Amaratzim in Chutz Lord. So they left Eretz. They were living in Eretz. They moved to Bavel to establish two big yeshivas there. So there were always big yeshivas in Bavel. So the Rif quotes the minig b'shtei yeshivas. The minig in the two yeshivas in Bavel was that after Malchias they would blow Tashrat. Tkiyah Shvarim Tshuva Tkiyah. After Zichronis they would blow Tashat, Tkiyah Shvarim Tkiyah. And after Sheikhis they would blow Tarat, Tkiyah Tshuva Tkiyah. So it doesn't make any sense. The reason why we blow all the three possibilities, Shvarim Tshuva, and Shvarim, and Tshuva, is because we don't know which one is the correct one. So if you blow Tashrat after Malchias, then you blow Tarat, then you blow Tashat after Zichronis, so it's already a stira. It was supposed to be Tashrat, so you didn't have Tkiyas al Seder. Everything contradicts everything else. So what did you accomplish over here? It's a pellet. So the Rav Haigoin says the Teretz of this. There was the old minig b'shtei yeshivas. So Rav Haigoin says the answer is that there never was a suffix. The answer is everything is good. Whether you blow Tashrat, or you blow Tashat, or you blow Tarat, everything is acceptable. But why did Rabbi Bo make a takone? The Gemara sounds like it's a suffix. No, the Balabatim didn't understand. Balabatim thought, we're the only ones who are Yotze, and all the other shuls, they're not Yotze, because they're doing it wrong. They're blowing Tashat, and we're blowing Tarat. I'll be blowing Tashrat, and they're blowing Tarat. So the Rabbi Bo made a takana. No one should think that they're the only ones who are Yotze. The other shul is not. Everybody should do the same thing, and everybody's Yotze l'chol ha'deis. But really, all three forms are acceptable. That's Rav Haigoin. But most of the Rishayim and the Goyim do not agree with him. So he says, we were ready Yotze takanas Rabbi Bo. Before Musaf, we blew Tashrat three times, and Tashat three times, and Tarat three times, so we were Yotze everything. And then in the middle of Chazaras Hashas, basically all three forms are acceptable. So variety is the spice of life. So you blow Tashrat after Malchias, and Tashat after Zichronis, and Tarat after Shabbat. Fine. That's Rav Haigoin. But most of the Rishonim don't accept that. Most of the Rishonim hold that it's a real Sveka Dedina. So how do you explain the Minig B'shtei Yeshivas, that they blow Tashrat after Malchias, Tashat after Zichronis? Everything contradicts everything else. So the Rif quotes the Tshuvas HaGoinim, since we'll be Yotze everything before Musaf, not like Tosfos, you have in mind not to be Yotze. We'll be Yotze everything before Musaf, so you can't have, you're not going to be fulfilling Tkiyas al Seder Brachas anyway. You're going to be blowing Shofar, but the Tkiyas in the middle of the Chazaras Hashat are not going to be for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of Shofar. We're ready, we Yotze Shalai al Seder Brachas. Before we started after Mafta, before we started Musa, we're ready, Yotze everything. So just lezecha bi'alma that they used to, in the days of the Tanaim, they used to blow tkiyas al seder brachas. So lezecha bi'alma, so you blow tashrat over here, and tashat over there, and tarat over there. That's what the Goyanim say. So the Goyanim clearly think that everybody should have in mind, yes, to be it's everything before Musaf. Not like that Tosfos himself.
What they do before the Gezeirah that they made before Musaf? They used to blow earlier?
Yeah.
What they blew al seder brachas?
Yeah, the Balamor, Rabbi Mizrachi Alevi, is of the opinion that you're supposed to say Malchus Chayin Shofar is by Ma'ariv and by Shachris and by Musaf and by Mincha. Every time you daven on Rosh Hashanah, you got to say all the nine brachas. So according to Rabbi Mizrachi Alevi, there's no problem. In the earlier generations, they blew Shofar in the middle of Chazaras Hashat Shachris because they said Malchus Chayin Shofar is by Shachris also. The Rashi in Avodah Zarah, the Marsha points out, Rashi in the first parak in Avodah Zarah sounds like he says like that also, that they said Malchus Chayin Shofar is in Shachris. Yeah, most assume not like the Rabbi Mizrachi. You only say Malchus Chayin Shofar is in Musaf, but it's not a din in Musaf. Whenever you're going to blow Shofar in the middle of Chazaras Hashat, that's when you say Malchus Chayin Shofar is. So in the earlier generations, when they used to blow Shofar in the middle of Shachris, Chazaras Hashat, Zvizim HaKdimim LeMitzvos, He said, Blow Shofar, the earliest available opportunity. So then they said, Malchus on Shofar and Shachris. In the later generations, when they were compelled, because of the Gzeiros on Malchus, they were compelled to move the Tkiyas to Musaf, so they moved the Malchus on Shofar to Musaf. The Shachris was only seven brachas in the Tfilah and in the Amidah, and then Musaf had the nine brachas. Whenever you plan to blow Shofar, that's when you say the three additional brachas. What?
Did they make a bracha on Shofar?
Right, so that's the Balamor writes that Chiddush. He says in the earlier generations, before the Andaf Tazayin, the Gemara says, they introduced that you blow Tkiyas the Miyushav before Musaf, Tkiyas the Miyumar in the middle. So in the earlier generations, they didn't blow Tkiyas before Musaf. They only blew in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. So the Balamor says, if you blow Shofar in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, there's no bracha on the Tkiyas Shofar. But when they changed it and they introduced Tkiyas before Shemana Esrei, so that's when they introduced the bracha. Let's say if a chayla would blow Shofar at home on Rosh Hashanah, not in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, not in the context of the brachas, then you have to say a bracha, the Shema called Shofar. But he says, when they blow Shofar in Shul, in the earlier generations, they would blow only in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, then there never was a bracha. He doesn't explain well why. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to enjoy saying over Ashtikol Tar from his Elta Zeta from the Netziv. The Netziv's granddaughter married Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. So he was the Netziv was the Rosh Hashim of Valozhin. The last 39 years, Valozhin lasted for 90 years. It was opened in around 1802 by Rav Chaim Valozhin, and it was closed by the Netziv and Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. They were the co-Rosh Yeshiva. Chaim Soloveitchik married the granddaughter of the Netziv. There was an age gap between the two. And they were the ones who decided, there was a big meeting in Rabbanim, they decided they had to close Valozhin around 1892. So the last 39 years of Valozhin, the Netziv was the Rosh Yeshiva. Yeah.
So, if there's a chayla who wants to come, and he can only be for a limited amount of time in Shul, would it be for the best that he's kept with he used to move it by the Zoros HaShatz, and make his own bracha before hearing them? Would that be ideal?
Yeah. If he's going to be there for the whole Chazaras HaShatz from the beginning to the end, or at least according to the Chazon Ish, he's going to be there for the whole Malchus Chayin HaShofar from the beginning to the end. But if he won't be able to, so Shal HaShayin, let him be there by the Tkiyas before Musaf. The Balamor claims that the Tkiyas before Musaf was introduced in the days of the Gaonim. He says when the Gemara says you blow Tkiyas the Miyum, Tkiyas the Miyushav, he says Tkiyas the Miyushav means when everybody's sitting in Chazaras HaShatz, when there's decorum, everybody's miyushim. Tkiyas the miyumin is when everybody's on their way running out of shul. That's called tkiyas the miyumin. We don't learn the Gemara like that. We learn tkiyas the miyushim means before Amidah. Tkiyas the miyumin is in the middle of the Chazaras HaShatz. That's tkiyas the miyumin. So we learn in the Gemara that the tkiyas before Musaf were introduced in the days of the Gemara and Tazayin Amin Aleph. Who's speaking? Lama Toikim Arim, I don't even know who, they don't have a name here. Amar Rab Yitzchak, one of the Amorim. He says, in days of the Amorim, they introduced Tkiyas before Musaf. So the Balamor claims historically it's not true. In the days of the Gemara, they never blew Shofar before Musaf. He says, the blowing before Musaf was introduced in the days of the Gaonim because they introduced so many Piyutim, that's when they introduced all the Piyutim. And the Choylem can't stay so long. It's going to take till 2 o'clock. So the Noshim Mubaris and Manikas, they can't stay so long. So that's when they introduced Tkiyas before Musaf. So all of the Choylem should be Yotze then. Yeah. So the Netziv has this commentary. So they actually used to enjoy saying it over. You always say a Birchas HaMitzvah before you're about to perform a mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah in the Rabbanu to say Shakal when you drink a cup of tea. Mitzvah the Rabbi, how come I didn't say bracha? Asher Kedushanim Mitzvah Mitzvano Levarach Ala Oichlim, and then say Shachal Niyah B'Dvarai. Well, let's say there's a mitzvah in our Torah to recite Kiddush. So how come we don't say a bracha before you say Kiddush? Asher Kedushanim Mitzvano LeKadesh Asah Shabbos. There's a mitzvah in our Torah to recite Brichas Hamazon. How come you don't say a bracha? Asher Kedushanim Mitzvah Mitzvano Levarach Ala Mazon. You say Brichas Hamitzvah before you say Brichas Hamazon. So the Nesibis writes in the Hagdama to his Haggadah, whenever the mitzvah is fulfilled in the form of a bracha itself, Shahakal is a bracha. And and Kiddush is a bracha, and Berachas Hamazon is a bracha. Whenever the mitzvah itself is fulfilled in the form of a bracha, the Chachamim didn't introduce a Berachas HaMitzvah in conjunction with it. So then the next step, the Baal HaMoor holds, whenever the mitzvah is being fulfilled within the framework of brachas, if the Tkiya Shofar is taking place in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, Kach Tiknun Chachamim, maybe it's a Din D'Oraisa, maybe it's a Din D'Rabbanan, Rashi holds it's a Din D'Oraisa to have Tkiyas on Seder HaBrachas. And the Ramban says, Honim D'Rabbanan, whatever it is, whenever you're fulfilling the Tkiya Shofar within the framework of brachas, also there's no bracha. So when Bismarck Gemara, when a choyle would be blowing shofar on his own, not in the middle of brachas of Shemona Esrei, then there would be a bracha, the Shemona called shofar. And Bismarck Zeh, because the Gaonim introduced gears before Musaf, so that's when they introduced the bracha, the Shemona called shofar. But in the days of the Gemara, that the first gears, the gears that they blew were in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, there was no birchas HaMitzvah, because the mitzvah of shofar is being fulfilled within the framework of the brachas of the Shemona Esrei. So that's what the Netziv has this on the Gemara and Saita. We learned the Gemara and Saita. One of the, they asked the, each Tana, each Amar who lived to a ripe old age, they asked them, Bameh harachta yomim, and what zchus did you live so long? So one of them says he was always careful whenever he went to Duchen, he always said a bracha before. What's the bracha? Shekirishani b'kdushas shushalar mitzivonu brachas hamisol b'ahava. So the Rishonim ask a kasha, why was he zeichet tarichas yamim? That's the din. Whenever you do a mitzvah, you're supposed to say a birchas hamitzvah beforehand. So he did what he's supposed to do. So everyone is there. Whenever you shake a lulam, whenever you put on talis and film, say a bracha. So the Netziv has this fantastic marmikaim, as he quotes the Baal HaMoor. In other sources, he says, since duchening is supposed to take place in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, so no birchas hamitzvah is needed. So he volunteered on Adamaisa, he volunteered a bracha to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. It's not derech eretz to give a bracha to a boss of Adam, Yerech Hashem Yishmarecha, without first giving a bracha to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. That's what the Achrayim say. When a person who gives Birchas Abonim and Erev Yom Kippur, you give a bracha to the children. So before you give the bracha to the children, you should first start off with a bracha. You say a pasukatu that contains a bracha to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So that's the Netziv's fantastic suggestion. So he quotes this Baal HaMoor, that the Baal HaMoor says that Bizman HaGemor, when they blew in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, there never was a Birchas HaMitzvah. Okay, we better stop now. We got to start saying sleep. Everyone should be blessed with Aksiv Vachsim HaTayva. She'll learn after Yom. Thank you very much. I got you caught in the mail. Thank you. Yeah.